The Chilliwack Chamber of Commerce says the Western Hockey League expansion announced for the city is an economic game-changer. The organization released a statement Thursday, March 27, that outlines the ways they believe the WHL will benefit Chilliwack. "This is more than just hockey," the statement reads. "It's an incredible opportunity for economic growth, tourism, and the continued development of our local sports programs." The WHL and City of Chilliwack held a joint press conference earlier in the week, announcing that the Coliseum will see WHL action starting in the 2026-27 season, although the future franchise does not yet have an owner. As highlighted in the official press conference, the arrival of a higher-caliber team will elevate the profile of our community, drawing visitors, businesses, and fans from across the region, the chamber release continues. "A team of this level means increased opportunities for our youth programs, providing young athletes with greater exposure, mentorship, and pathways to higher levels of competition. It's an inspiration for the next generation of players and a source of pride for our entire city." At the press conference on March 25, Acting Mayor Jason Lum said the city will take on $3.7 million in upgrades to the facility, taking over from the Chiefs Development Group. The city was represented by Acting Mayor Jason Lum, who said the upgrades will satisfy the WHL and thanked the Chiefs for a strong partnership for many years. The chamber echoed both sentiments, thanking the Chiefs for being an integral part of our community, while looking into the future at the potential of having the city take over the Coliseum. Chiefs players are often out in the community volunteering alongside their busy schedule of training and competing. "We are also very pleased with the decision of the City of Chilliwack to regain ownership of the Coliseum," the chamber statement said. "With capital investments planned to improve the facility and enhance community experiences, this will only further enrich what Chilliwack has to offer. These investments will ensure that our sports infrastructure remains top tier, providing a home for athletes and fans alike." "The future of hockey has never looked brighter," said the chamber. All of this news comes as the Chiefs face down the end of their season on a very high note. The Chiefs have been at the top of the Coastal Conference for months, and are heading into the playoffs, as noted by the chamber. "Let's cheer for our Chiefs," the statement says, asking the community to give the team its full support as they finish up the season. Their volunteerism and commitment to community do not go unnoticed. "As they continue their journey, let's show them our full support as they head into the playoffs, currently sitting in first place in their division with one home game left." Not everyone is thrilled with the announcement. Notably, the city's mayor Ken Popov chose not to attend the March 25 joint press conference. He also spoke openly on local radio show about his love for the Chilliwack Chiefs and discomfort with the change to the WHL. Popov issued an apology after his comments were reported on in the Chilliwack Progress. "Ultimately, council made a decision that serves the best interest of our community," Popov said, in part. "We are excited that the WHL has selected Chilliwack for expansion and look forward to taking the next steps together in order to welcome a new team to our incredible community."